City Current. Produced by Dakota Media Access. In-depth discussion with Bismarck and Mandan city officials. Watch on Government Access Channel 602 HD or tune in to Radio Access 102.5 FM. Always local, always current.
You're tuned in to a Mandan edition of City Current. It's Wednesday, May 8th. I'm Mary Van Sickle, and we are here in the studios at Dakota Media Access. And by we, it's Jim Newbar and I today.
Good morning, Mary. A little chilly out on the way over here.
It's nice to see some rain.
Yes, it is.
We can't complain about that.
It's very good.
Absolutely. Yep. Well, you had a very brief meeting last night, Mandan City Commission Tuesday.
I believe 37 minutes. So, yeah, I think everybody was glad to get in and out of there in a short period of time.
That's on the tail end of some long meetings as of late. You've had a few, and Bismarck's had a few lately of City Commission meetings that have gone pretty long.
Yep, a few are longer meetings, and then a few special meetings sprinkled in, and then we have another one on May 10th, this Friday, with City of Bismarck and Burley County on CENTCOM.
Yeah.
Issues related to the 911 call center
forward,
and things
yes.
like that. So.
Yeah. Well, before we get into your agenda from last night, just wanted to follow up on a couple of things. And one of them is the cleanup day, cleanup week Mandan just had. So did Bismarck. But Mandan has kind of an event that kind of follows this whole thing.
Right. A few years ago, a citizen had suggested, I think Amy Schmidt, that we have a cleanup day in Mandan. And we all kind of, that really makes some sense. So. At her urging and the commission's support, we did on April 27th, I believe, about a couple hundred volunteers on a cool, rainy, drizzly morning, which worked out really well. And can't thank our sponsors enough. So we brought in everybody and we feed them in the morning at 9 o'clock with donuts and coffee and water and give them their marching orders. And they come back about a couple hours later.
Did I hear the mayor say that there was... over 200 volunteers?
I think we had about 200 volunteers, a little down from the year before, but again, weather plays a big part of that. But
yeah, absolutely.
367 bags of trash, I think 5 tires were found, and several other items were picked up and left alongside of the road for our pickup crew.
Your Facebook page popped up here, and for spring cleanup week, stats were 149 truckloads of garbage collected. Yep. This is in addition, I would assume, to regular.
This is our curbside pickup for this week with our public works, and then we also hire some contract labor during this time. And like I said, 149 truckloads, which are dump trucks full of garbage and pallets of electronics are picked up.
Yeah.
And residents really appreciate that. And the landfill is free for a week. That you can haul out your own
debris. It gives a little relief. We all need that, and we all go through those annual or biannual cleanup times.
A little spring cleaning going on. And
stuff to clean up, absolutely.
We appreciate the residents when they put their items out on the curb, the day before, and, we see things going out sometimes weeks before, which we try and discourage because some of that ends up blowing around the neighborhood. And like I said, the day before is always a good time.
You can always tell when it's coming up in town.
Yep.
The boulevards are full of stuff. So
a lot of people go boulevard shopping at that time, too.
They do.
And
we don't encourage that.
We do not. We ask that you be respectful.
Yeah. Another item that we've talked about many times on City Current is the Southside improvement plans.
Right.
And you did have a special meeting previous to last night in between the regularly scheduled City Commission meetings to deal with this and have another public input opportunity.
April was a pretty big month for Southside Street Improvement Project. We, I think, opened bids on April 10th. We presented those at a regular City Commission meeting on April 16th. And the commission, there were several alternatives that were in the bid. Storm sewer size, where should we do storm sewer, not storm sewer, cement stabilizer base rather than like class 5 gravel or some other base were some options that, saved us some money.
Mm-hmm.
We're directed by the commission to take these options, recalculate what we have going on. And so we did that. We sent all the residents in this area letters of here's what we think your estimated cost will be. Asked them to, show up on April 30th, which was on April 23rd, another special meeting for the board where they considered those alternatives, took some public input, and then decided which ones they wanted to do and move forward.
Yeah.
So this project should be starting any day now. And I think there's all kinds of behind the scenes contract signing going on right now so that they can contractor can get up and going.
Well, it's a large area. And I thought, I think we have a map. If we could pop up that map of that Southside Improvement District. And it really does show a pretty broad area of where this project is going to be.
Right.
This is a long time coming. I remember we started talking about this, I believe, even last fall. This started. And obviously through the city. I mean, you guys talked about it long before that. But it's been a long process. Fortunately, the bids realized and bids accepted came in slightly lower than anticipated. So that was good. No big surprises there. A little bit lower.
The commission decided in, I think, December to... You know, if at that point in time there was discussion about the Operation Prairie Dog bill that would provide some...
From the legislature.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Provide some money to assist cities in special assessment projects and things like that. The board at that time said, all right, we will commit $1.5 million of sales tax to help buy this project down if the Prairie Dog bill goes through and is signed and passed and we expect to receive the funds that were estimated. We will... not use sales tax, but use Prairie Dog money. So we have $1.5 million of Prairie Dog funds that will go towards helping the residents out in this area with the costs. We know they're certainly not cheap by any means, but bids are what the bids are, and this is how much the project is costing.
And in the recent past, prior to this even starting, the city has already done some water sewer work in this area.
Right,
that's really propelled.
Past couple of years, we have been doing some water line replacement area. We know that we've had residents have been very patient with us, and we appreciate that. Some of the streets down here have been gravel for a summer or two, and we know we needed to get in here and let's wrap this thing up.
Must be a great improvement in this area. Yeah. Now construction starting soon.
Any day.
Yeah. Okay.
So we will keep residents informed of that. There's a little bit of water and sewer left over to do. There's some storm sewer work and then street rehab.
Sounds good.
Yes.
Going on to the agenda then from last night, there was an item on the agenda for a public hearing.
Correct.
And it was a project we've talked about already. Obviously, we usually do talk about it before it gets to a public hearing. And this has to do with a piece of property within the city limits that has been determined not habitable. And it went through, we became aware of it, or you became aware of it, through the Mandan Police Department, who alerted Custer Health, and then the process moved forward, and it's gotten to the commission level.
Several different departments are involved, like you said, from Custer Health to the Mandan PD to our building official, and in turn deemed that this was a dangerous home. It should not be, no one should be living in there, to put it in simple terms. It is... just not safe conditions.
Structurally, electrical, all
it meets
things.
All of everything you can think of, from windows to floors to basement to water and sewer and all these things. There should not be anyone living in this house. We went to the commission, I believe, 2 weeks ago and asked that we have a public hearing, which allows the resident or the owner to come in and say why it should or should not be demolished. The owner showed up and presented the case and said, give me some more time. I'd like to have a structural engineer take a look at the property. The board made a decision to say, we're going to move this process forward. You have 30 days. If you present something from a structural engineer that says it can be rehabbed, and there needs to be some money to do that.
A plan in place to make that happen.
Otherwise, we will move forward and order the property be demolished. So there's a 30-day window here.
Yes.
And we'll move that forward.
We have some pictures, too, that show, and this is just a very small sampling of the pictures that were provided to the city. And I think it does show a fairly extreme conditions here. Again, holes in the floor, jacks holding up.
Yeah, several
floor joists,
floor jacks trying to hold
things.
Up the house. Windows are gone for a large part of it. Water that may be hitting the roof. We're not sure where that's all going based on, what a lot of it's going inside and some of it's going outside. And the home is in very tough shape.
Well, it's very unfortunate. And it's an unusual situation for the city to get involved in. I don't recall this ever really surfacing.
First time in a long time for us. Yeah. And like it is a long process because we want to make sure that the property owner has all the due process in the world to make sure that if they can rehab it and if they're willing to rehab it, it will, please do so. Yeah. But in this case, it just became time that No one should be in this house at all.
Yeah. Okay, so 30 days.
30 days, the process will move forward from
there. And as it moves forward, if it goes to that point, then the city will get bids for the demolition?
We would advertise for bids for the demo, and you know, if this plays out, then a contractor will be engaged to demolish the property. The cost of that demolition will be then special assessed to that property, and you know, the property owner will be, they'll be left with a decision on what they want to do.
Yeah. Okay. So, well, we'll watch it as it moves forward.
Unfortunate, but it's a necessary step that needs to be taken because of, you know, a lot of times homes like this, you've got people in and out of that property, and we don't want anyone to get hurt.
Absolutely. On the consent agenda last night, there were a couple of items that were pulled off for discussion. One of them, or excuse me, I don't know if this was pulled off.
Okay.
I admit that. But it just struck me as kind of humorous. You had a DOT long-term temporary highway closure item on there. And this really has to do with all the special events that happen on Main Avenue in Bismarck,
in Mandan.
Oh, your parade and all these events downtown.
It's the start of our event season.
But long-term temporary is what stood out to me.
And that is the terminology that is used on the DOT agreement.
Okay.
So that's the terminology we use on our agenda. Yeah, it seems a little odd, but really, and again, it's from Touch a Truck on May 18th that starts to Buggies and Blues, to the parade, to Art in the Park, to whether it's Grill Fest, Oktoberfest. You know, this is a...
It's just an annual housekeeping...
Right. We need North Dakota Department of Transportation's approval to close down Main Street. It's not just something the city can decide, hey, we're going to close the street down.
Yeah.
We can't do that. We need their concurrence. So we go through and all the traffic safety issues that need to be dealt with. And like I said, we're thankful for the North Dakota Department of Transportation. They're very good to work with, and they allow us to do these things in Mandan where, you know, a lot of states or a lot of communities, there is no way you're going to be allowed to use a state highway for some of the events that we have. And again, it's the start of our season.
It's tradition.
It's tradition.
It's tradition in Mandan to have it all on Main.
Yep.
That's a long parade route, too.
It is a long parade route. There may be some adjustments we need to make this year because of all the traffic or all the construction going along on I-94. So be aware and pay attention to how we want traffic to move during that day.
Getting into the parade that day a little different than you've done in the past.
Well, you know, we have people that are parking their trailers and setting their lawn chairs up a few days before the 4th of July to get their spot.
So now it'll be earlier.
Yep. So, like I said, we just encourage the traveling public to, you know, make arrangements. It's going to, like right now, all of the construction between Bismarck and Mandan, taking you a little longer to get from point A to point B. Please be patient.
Yes.
Please slow down 45 miles an hour. And like I said, those workers that are out there right now, we want to keep them safe too.
Oh, absolutely. So we go from the North Dakota DOT to the North Dakota Game and Fish. They were had an item on your consent agenda last night, and this is a MOU or a Memorandum of Understanding. Has to do with River Patrol.
Yeah, people's favorite topic, River Patrol, and in cooperation with Highway Patrol, North Dakota Game and Fish, Bismarck and Mandan, I think Morton and Burley County. What this does is it's paid for by federal funds and state funds. So if officers want to sign up and work River Patrol, they can go ahead and do so. Normally it's overtime for them, but it's not costing the cities or the counties any money.
There's a grant that's awarded
state
through
federal.
This.
Yep.
Okay.
So we need to reach an agreement. And as Commissioner Davis pointed out, it's both on the water and on the shoreline.
Mm-hmm.
So we encourage boaters and people using the river. It's an awesome resource for the communities. And be safe, be courteous, be kind, and pay attention to what you're doing.
Right. And don't drive in a boat while you're intoxicated.
Yep.
That's very important.
River Patrol is very important for us.
Absolutely. So they're out there patrolling and keeping people safe. I've been out there a few times at the peak. 4th of July weekends, those times,
you just drive over any of the three bridges in town, and it's incredible. Like I said, it's a great resource for our communities to have, and a lot of communities would kill to have what we have.
Absolutely.
And, we just want to make sure people
keep
are safe.
A consent agenda item that I know was pulled off for discussion was the unused city lot sale.
Yes.
Commissioner Larson asked for it to be pulled, just to get clarification on how the property is determined, how the value is determined, and this particular, just wanted to have a little conversation about this particular lot. Yeah.
This lot is over on the west end of Mandan. It kind of reasonably overlooks the Heart River. It's close to the west end of Main Street, a lot that the city received back, I think, in the early 80s and or late 70s. There's a significant cliff, I think, that goes back and drop off behind the this lot to the west. It's a rather narrow lot, or there's a couple lots in here. And we had asked the commission for permission to advertise several lots a month or so ago. And we have an offer on this one to purchase from a private individual. And, you know, because of the condition of the lot and the soil conditions, we want to make sure that, yes, we will sell that lot. Number one, that's awesome. That's great. Someone is interested in building a home. But we want to make sure that all precautions are taken so we don't have issues with the backside of this lot.
So there was a home on here at one point.
Yes.
It had to be demolished because of the shift in the...
Yep.
There was erosion there on this particular lot. So the topography here is fairly steep. There's a bit of a challenge. Whoever's buying it, it's going to have a little bit of a building challenge, but they obviously are up for it and see the opportunity here.
They've got some work to do, you know, from a city standpoint. This is a lot that we maintain by mowing it, you know, in the summertime. We'll be glad to get it in private hands. But we also want to make sure that whatever occurs on this lot is done in a safe manner, not only for this year, but for years to come, because we know that, like I said, there was some sloughing that was going on the backside, and we want to make sure that the lot is safe.
Cities don't typically want to own pieces of property like this,
and
for whatever reason, for a variety of different reasons, they end up on
sometimes
owned
they come
by
back,
the city.
Right, they'll come back to Morton County, and Morton County will, you know, transfer them over to the city, or however that has worked in this particular case. But we've got several lots. Like, if you want to look for them, if you go to the cityofmandan.com's website under Request for Proposals, you can find a spreadsheet that has the current lots that are available to purchase through a realtor. And, you know, please go out and take a look.
Yeah, yeah.
So the commission approved the sale of this lot last night, and we look forward to, you know, closing.
Getting it back on the tax
closing,
rolls,
get
too.
It back on the tax rolls, and more importantly, if someone thinks they can get a house built on this, we'll encourage that.
Be a nice addition.
Yes.
Under new business last night, you had a business come forward called Black Lions. They're going to move forward with a beer and wine only license. Yep. We've talked about that. This is a new addition to the liquor licenses in Mandan, right?
We know that City of Bismarck's going through several
revisions
on their alcohol permitting.
Yeah.
And you know, this one called the BWO, which, you know, will stand for beer, wine only. And this is a building. This is the last kind of suite in the Mandan Place Apartments. The city acquired this lot back in the 2000s for remediation purposes. It's the former home of the Furniture First Plaza building, and maybe a couple others that, you know, when the city acquired these through remediation, there was a lot of doubters that thought we would never be able to build on this property again. The apartments have been in there for probably, you know, almost 8, 9, 10 years. Four stories. The main floor has been commercial space. The east end of this property on the main floor is Thomas and Moriarty's, and then now we will have the Black Lions in the middle, and Morton County Parole and Probation will be on the westerly side of this structure. Yes. As I'm saying, I'm going, well, isn't that interesting? So we'll have two bars and Morton County Parole and Probation. So,
and is this the last vacant piece in this building?
The last vacant piece in this building to be occupied.
Nice.
I know the apartments have been rented out for quite a while. And as apartments go, there's people that move in and move out. But they are nice units in there. And like I said, we're looking forward to this space being filled up.
And do I understand that the owner, his intention is to honor service people in the community through this
First responders, and I think he'll have some sports television watching availability. It'll be, you know, not, you know, there won't be 100 people in here. It'll be kind
small,
of a quiet place up in. And,
intimate
and I know that
place,
he would like to, he is a veteran, would like to honor veterans, and therefore
police, veterans,
fire
first
responders.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And like I said, you can have a beer or wine in this space and move over to Thomas Moriard's, have a fancy mixed drink or specialty cocktail, I think, in some charcuterie.
There's all sorts of opportunities now in downtown Mandan for restaurants. And
it's pretty cool. And like I said, we're glad to have this piece finally filled in the puzzle in downtown.
Nice. Yep. There was a Renaissance Zone recommendation also that was granted through this. That was through a lease agreement with the
Lease agreement. So like I said, this the owner will be leasing the property. Mm-hmm. And through that, there's a state income tax exemption provided. And that's the opportunity here.
Yeah, yeah. Under resolutions and ordinances, there was second and final consideration on a sign ordinance, some revisions to the sign ordinance. And this is basically just streamlining the process.
Yeah, we try and make things, some people say, government red tape and things like that. This is one of those issues where our building inspection office and Sean Aradnick, our building official, they looked at it, and I think Architecture Review Commission said, when you have a sign and you can, maybe you have eight boxes you need to check. You check all eight, everything's good to go. It's pretty basic and simple. Why does it need to come through an Architecture Review Commission, which may take a week or it may take 2 weeks to get through that process?
Yeah.
Now our building official can make those, they can approve this right on the spot, provided it checks all those boxes and it's pretty standard stuff. And like I said, it just streamlines the process for the applicants. And we always think that's a good thing from the government side to come in and say, why are we making an applicant go through, I've got to wait. You just missed the Architecture Review Commission yesterday. Now you got to wait for 2 weeks and go through it again. Let's, for those that are straightforward, let's get them in, get them out, and get them moving.
Those that don't need any kind of special consideration, be able to move a little quicker on that.
So. Yep. So it's a good thing. And, and like you said, I think as we look through all of our ordinances on a continuous basis, here's something that we can do that's really helpful and beneficial.
Tweaking, that'll make it a little easier, a little more efficient. Well, that kind of wrapped up the agenda from last night. Again, a fairly
pretty light
fast meeting.
Fast meeting, like we said, 37 minutes. We, sometimes from a staff perspective, we welcome those.
Yeah.
But we also know that, again, we've got a special meeting on May 10th at noon at the Tom Baker Room with the City of Bismarck and Burley County regarding the CENTCOM, probably new digs for them in the upcoming years.
Yeah.
And we were happy with short meetings at times.
Yeah. You've got a couple events coming up that we should probably mention, too. One of them is pretty well known. It's only a few years old, I think, but it's people look forward to it, called Touch a Truck in the downtown area. I've got a webpage up from the Mandan Progress Organization, your group that does all these great special events.
Right.
And is coming up on May 18th, which is a Saturday.
Yep. The commission approved the special event permit last night. Commissioner Larson made sure no pun intended, tooted the horn for Touch a Truck. We know that May 18th from 11 o'clock a.m. to 3 p.m., and there'll be all kinds of, whether you have street sweepers, whether you have bobcats, whether you have cranes, you have tractors, you have garbage trucks, other types of construction vehicles, mini excavators, service trucks, drilling rigs. One of the things that the young kids like to do is get in and, what young child doesn't like to blow the horn in response to some residents that we know that 3 hours of horn blowing gets a little old after a while. So I think we're doing a quiet hour and a half or quiet 90 minutes. So kids love this. You can get in a truck. You can put your three-year-old in a backhoe. You can put them in a mini excavator. You can put them in a garbage truck or anything like that. And again, it's free to the public. We encourage you to bring some non-perishable food items, which will go to the food pantry at Aid Incorporated right across the street.
Yeah.
And we try and fill up the front end of a loader bucket and go. So a great event. Bring your kids down. And part of it's to get kids interested in we always hear about the job shortages, or not the job shortages, the labor shortages. We have plenty of jobs. It's some of these jobs that need to be filled are driving truck,
Absolutely.
They might be operating front-end loaders, operating backhoes.
Cranes.
You can make really good careers out of these things.
Absolutely.
And let's get the kids in there, get them started.
Yeah.
And again, whether you want them to get in the truck and honk the horn and things like that. So if it's a wild time. And like I said, I've been down there when the horn honking is going on, and it gets kind of crazy. And that's why we have the quiet hour and
time.
A half now. So.
And that horn-free time is 11 a.m. to 12:30 p.m.
Yep.
On your Facebook
So again,
page.
Great organization, Men in Progress organization, that's kind of kicks off the events for the summer. And you know, we're hoping we're going to have a little warmer weather than we have out there right now. But again, free to the public. Bring your kids down there and
that
have a good
be
time.
Really fun. Before that, though, before that event, you have an event tomorrow. And again, we're recording this on Wednesday, May 8th. But Thursday the 9th, you have Downtown on Tap again.
Yep, Downtown on Tap, where I think based on the number of people who register, we'll have four or five groups that will go out. And there will be a group leader. We'll talk about the properties that are available downtown. You know, we obviously have Runnings that is under construction right now, and other things that people may not know that have come into the downtown area. There are a couple of vacant properties that we're looking at. You know, people can come in and walk in the building, come up with their own ideas. It's kind of for entrepreneurs. There will be a social at the beer depot afterwards, or the beer hall. And at that point in time, you take your sticking out, you write down, I think this would be cool in this building.
Yeah.
And that actually has started a few businesses downtown.
Yeah.
So an opportunity to get in some buildings you may not have been in before.
So it's an opportunity for the city to get some feedback as well. But as you say, it's mostly targeted towards the entrepreneurs.
Yep.
But the public is invited to attend. And if you're just interested in what's going
public's
on downtown.
Invited. Yeah. And it's a standpoint of, you're not going to have, you don't have to make an appointment with a realtor to get into a building.
Okay.
You show up. The buildings that we have online are, you know, you can walk in, look around. There will more than likely be the real estate agent or the property owner there to talk about if you have questions. But it's no pressure. You walk in, you look around. Hey, I think this would be a cool whatever.
Yeah.
That's what we're looking for. And
Fun.
Some of that feedback. And I know we've had, last year we had one of the buildings that was on the route sold, I think, the next day.
Wow.
Based on what was done downtown.
That's
so
fantastic.
Again, it doesn't cost you anything.
What time are you meeting tomorrow night? Thursday, May 9th?
Thursday, May 9th. I think that's a very good question.
Check your website.
Check our website.
CityofMandan.com.
I, as one of the group leaders, should know that right now.
Where are they meeting? Where do you start from then tomorrow?
That's right. I think you're quizzing
really
me, and I know that
you
know, Ellen provided me all that information yesterday. I didn't have a chance to look at it last night. But again, if you go on our City of Mandan website, you'll find it.
Yeah, it is tomorrow night. We know that.
We know between 4:30 and 5 o'clock we'd like to start. And like I said, you
gather up downtown and
appreciate it if you pre-register and then we'll go from there.
There you go. Get on the website, pre-register for the event.
Stump gym hour or what?
Doesn't happen very often.
Should have been better prepared for this.
That's right. You're forgiven.
Okay.
So we'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Yep. See you in a couple of weeks. Probably May.
See, stumped you
again. Yeah, stumped me again.
Well, we'll be back. You'll just be here.
We'll be here.
We'll just schedule you in. So thanks for coming.
All right. Thank you.
All right. And thanks for tuning in to this edition of Mandan City Current.
For more information on what was discussed in this episode of City Current, visit cityofmandan.com or call 701-667-3215. If you have any suggestions, comments, or issues you would like addressed in future City Current episodes, contact us at info@freetv.org. This program airs on Government Access Channel 2 and 602 in HD, or on Radio Access 102.5 FM. It's also available as a podcast on radioaccess.org and as a video viewing link at freetv.org. Thanks for tuning in to this edition of City Current.